Let's speak the truth with courage. If Jesus was God, then the actions of his followers today show one of two things. Either Jesus was careless and irresponsible, or the entire system built around him, crosses, statues, pictures, and prayers to images, was made up later by human imagination. Think about it. Why didn't Jesus ever say, "Make my picture," or "build a statue of me"? Why didn't he tell his people, "When you feel afraid, talk to my image. When the climate turns against you, look at my statue. When you're in pain, hold the cross and speak to it"? He said none of that. And during his lifetime, nobody even made a picture of him. There was no statue, no cross. That all came hundreds of years later, after Jesus had left this world. So if that's your God, one who left no clear instruction, left people confused, left behind no guidance on worship, and only man-made inventions came centuries later, then you are not worshiping God. You are worshiping a human image, a Roman tradition, a pagan symbol. The true God never abandons his creation. The true God never leaves his people without guidance. Allah, the eternal, living, all-knowing, is not a statue, not a body, not a man. He is the one who gives breath, controls hearts, writes destinies, manages galaxies, animals, stars, and souls. He is closer than your jugular vein. He doesn't need an image to be remembered. He is always there, watching, listening, providing. Allah, there is no God but him, the ever-living, the sustainer of all. Neither sleep nor slumber overtakes him. To him belongs everything in the heavens and the earth. Worshipping a man, a statue, or a cross is not just false, it's an insult to the majesty of the true God. It shows a belief in a weak, absent, man-made God who left his people in confusion. But Allah never left us. Return to La ilaha illallah. There is no God worthy of worship but Allah.